Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm Abby, a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 18. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of God may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, the fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused, and instead he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed, and they went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." Now, there's a lot of really good stuff here in this passage, but there were a couple things that kind of stuck out to me from the beginning. And the first one, right, is what Peter says towards the beginning of the passage. "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him?" And he says, "As many as 7 times. And to Peter, right, that probably seems like a big number. And how many of us know that sometimes it's hard just to forgive somebody 1 time? But Jesus expects more, right? Jesus, like the king, is willing to be merciful, and he's willing to be unexpected. And Jesus, like the king, he expects us to do the same for those around us. He asks us to do things that seem impossible, not because he wants us to fail, but because he wants us to see how much we need him. In this story, when we read it, it can seem kind of extreme, right? We might be tempted to miss the mark entirely because what the slave did was entirely hypocritical and merciless. But when we read this story, typically the focus of our hearts, it's to not be like the wicked slave, right? Nobody wants to be a hypocrite. So we hear these words and we make an internal commitment to do and to be better. But what if instead of showing us who not to be, Jesus is actually trying to show us who we should be? What if instead of deciding not to be unforgiving like the servant, we asked ourselves how we can empathize and understand the situation of the other? What if instead of deciding to not be cruel and merciless like the servant, we asked ourselves how Jesus would mercifully respond in every single moment? What if instead of deciding to not act on our own selfish natural instincts, we ask the Lord to give us his heart for people so that we can be more like him each and every day? Friends, he wants to renew our minds, but also our hearts this morning. And maybe that looks like as you go into work today, having mercy in a place where normally you'd lose your temper a little bit. Maybe that looks like spending time with your family and not getting frustrated the way that you normally would when somebody says something that you don't like, right? Maybe that means little moments of choosing to be merciful on another, because that's exactly what Jesus would do in that situation. That he calls us to be like him and to forgive like him and to have mercy like him. Let's pray. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, thank you for your example that you give us of how to live like you each and every day. Thank you for the example of mercy that you set. Thank you for the example of forgiveness that you set. Thank you for showing us that we can do hard things too, in the same way that you did. I pray, Lord, that you would flood into each and every car, each and every home right now, that you would show us exactly how you've called us to do the impossible in our everyday lives, and the way that you're walking with us and present with us even then. We pray all of this in your most holy name, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on Matthew chapter 18. Once again, I'm Abby Smith, a missionary at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events we offer, visit us at damascus.net. And thank you so much for joining us today on your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab.